After dealing with the wall of fire in the mountains above Santa Barbara and Goleta last night, things looked a lot calmer today. The wind eased, and with daylight, firefighters were able to bring in air tankers to help battle the blaze. Jimmy Harris with the U.S. Forest Service says the rugged mountain range poses huge firefighting challenges.
Just a really hard, difficult piece of country to fight fire in.
Add to the rugged terrain issues yesterday's strong wind. Santa Barbara County Fire Department Battalion Chief Anthony Stornetta.
It's been quite the firefight. We've had winds moving upslope, downslope, across the slope. We've had firefighters engaging in structured defense, being pushed out and run out, and then turning around and come back.
More than 5,000 people have been impacted by mandatory evacuation since the fire started yesterday afternoon. But evacuation orders were lifted for a big chunk of them today. About 4,000 people who live north of Cathedral Oaks between Patterson and Fairview Avenues in Goleta were allowed to return home. Firefighters could be getting some help as well as a new problem from the weather. A storm system arriving overnight could bring up to an inch of rain on the coast and inland and up to 3 inches in the mountains. The rain could help knock down the fire, but also create mud and debris flows in newly burned areas. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.